Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's on. Best mom ever. Now is your chance to head over to RadioAlice.com and get your mom entered. Mominate your mom. Our Mother's Day contest has, I don't know how many years we've done this, but it's been, at least 15, right?
It's super cool, too. Yeah. I really think that's a neat prize.
Yeah, it's great.
Because you can't buy it.
No. Nope.
Nowhere. Now someone, will probably sell the name of the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Karen, heads up.
That's how you do it.
Might be a good way to do it. Anyway, all this week, go to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom's the best mom. That's all there is to it. You can nominate yourself even. Maybe you're the best mom, but your kids can't type yet. I don't know. And then you'll be entered for the chance to have the radio station named after you all day long on Mother's Day. Or all day long for your mother. Plus, you'll be entered to win an overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, which we've been there many times. That place is delightful, including complimentary brunch with champagne, 2 free parking passes. Oh, good times. All from your friends here at Alice. Good vibes and variety. We're packing them. I was looking at Reddit this morning, as you do. Hey, what is everyone talking about on Reddit? And the question was, what is the dumbest reason someone became famous in the U.S.? And the first name that popped into my mind was a Hawk Tua girl.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it was, you know how Reddit is. People are just making their comments and other people comment on that and everything. So I went through and I pulled a few of these things that people had come up with, and they're funny. It is stupid. Basically, these are people who became famous after the year 2000, because they say like in the 70s, people would become famous for being a groupie, or maybe you'd be a druggie in the 1980s, or maybe you were famous on cable in the 1990s.
Okay,
but now it's all about the internet and about going viral and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the list of the dumbest reasons. And Hawk Tua, someone says, she really is the textbook example of this, becoming famous for the most stupid reason of all. Balloon Boy. Remember Balloon? What year was Balloon Boy?
I don't know Balloon Boy.
Oh.
Oh, really?
What is Balloon Boy?
It is the kid whose parents said he got trapped in a balloon and was floating up in the air, and everyone went crazy. Like, it was like a weather balloon kind of thing. Like, oh no, our son's in the balloon.
In the balloon.
He was in the balloon, on the balloon. And
I remember that visual. Okay.
Yes. But then he wasn't in it. So they said he was.
Okay.
And the whole world was like, oh my God, there's a kid in that balloon.
And they were just pulling a prank.
And they were.
JK at the end.
JK, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly how that ended, but that is.
Well, the balloon landed and there was no kid in it.
And they weren't there to pretend, oh look, we found the kid.
Yeah, no.
Hmm. That doesn't seem like a good joke.
No, at all. Did they get in a lot of trouble?
I don't remember.
A lot of people brought up Balloon Boy on Reddit.
I've been working on this with my daughters when they do a joke and it's not funny. Look at me.
Yeah.
It needs to be fun. Look at me. No, not funny.
I'm not going to give you a sympathy laugh just because I'm your dad.
Terrible.
They were sentenced to jail time and other penalties.
Good.
After pleading guilty to charges of related to a hoax they staged.
Because, there were multiple services that responded to this, right?
Right.
This was and was ongoing.
Checking in with Bob, who seems to have some insight.
Bob.
In December of 2020, they were pardoned by the governor of Colorado.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Don't look any further. What year did this happen? I'll give an extra point for the next game to anybody who can come up with it.
I already know.
Oh.
I won't cheat.
02.
I already know.
So it was 09.
Oh.
It's so much more recent than I thought, but then I went, oh, yeah, that was 16 years ago.
Yeah, huh. Still long,
that's
cray, long,
right,
long,
yeah. Like, the oh, not, anything past the year 2000, I'm like, oh, I'm still in my 30s, right? So we're, that obviously just freaking happened. How is it 2025? How are we a quarter of the way through this century?
You tell me.
I don't know the answer to. I was hoping you could help me. So the six-year-old son, Falcon, was not trapped in the balloon.
Falcon.
Great name.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The kid was hidden in the attic at their house.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. The Island Boys, who went viral on TikTok. I don't know the Island Boys.
They're all tattooed up. I don't know what they actually do, but they flash a lot of money.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy.
Pause it for a second. Are these, it's two white guys with like weird spiky dread hair?
I don't know.
I don't understand these people.
Their nationality, but I've seen
them.
Cuban. The more recent photos of them show them tattooed like from forehead down.
Oh, like this has become their thing.
They're just these guys who've become famous, and I guess they assume that they'll never have to work again.
So like famous for no reason?
They got famous from this little viral video of them singing this Island Boy song.
They do, as he zooms in, I can see some smaller shapes on the foreheads.
Oh, they've gone even farther than
fully,
that.
Fully, I see.
This is old, right? Is this the original thing that broke
them? This is the original thing.
Yeah, the recent picture I saw of them, I just went, what are you two doing?
Yeah. Well, they're making money being viral, I guess. The Island Boys. Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
This story is actually so tragic. The mom is a total mess. And I'm surprised Honey Boo Boo wasn't taken from her with the whole she's on crack and dating a predator.
Right. Took the guy back who had abused one of her daughters.
So there's a documentary that's coming out, I
about
believe,
Honey Boo Boo
this week called I Am Honey Boo Boo.
Better redneck and eyes.
I hope somehow she's been able to put a couple bucks away because there's just no...
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
...excusing the mom in this scenario.
Mama June.
That was a mess start to finish. Like, it was one of those things that you just... I did watch a few episodes of it and thought... This is just not, like, nobody is winning here. Nobody's healthy. Nobody's winning. Nobody's doing the right thing. Nobody's protecting these children. One of them has an extra finger. Like, there were so many things. And we're like, one of them had two thumbs.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to say all the time, three thumbs up. Not good. It's not even funny.
That's where we got that?
I think so.
Oh.
Right? She had like a third.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was that much better than two thumbs up was three. I didn't know we got that from a kid that had three thumbs.
Yeah, one of her sisters had a kid and it had an extra thumb or something. I can't remember. I don't know. Mess that family was. Oh yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is. The extra thumb. She's got a little extra thumb.
She can do the okay sign.
She's just a sweet little girl. But she has extras.
Oh, well.
Like, you know how...
Where's June today?
I don't know. She's still with that guy, I think. I don't think any of the girls live with them. I think they have... There was an older sister. Was it Pumpkin?
I don't
who
know.
Took Honey Boo Boo.
Some of these things that we do regularly, like the Kardashians, I actually watch the show so I would know what we're talking about. I've never seen the Honey Boo Boo show, whatever that is.
I'm on my go-go juice! Better redneck and eyes.
What is go-go juice?
That was like, coffee? Whatever Mountain Dew that she would, give her like something to jack her up.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, get her all set. Honey Boo Boo came out of the, I think it was Toddlers and Tiaras. And so she was like a little pageant girl.
Yeah.
Where they take a five-year-old and cake them with makeup and put them in a cute thing and throw them out there and make them dance.
And make them be your ticket to paradise.
Exactly.
Way to go, June.
And then June, I guess, between June and Honey Boo Boo and the Redneck and Eyes and the Go-Go Juice and all the stuff that they had going on there, they ended up getting themselves a reality TV show, and then the rest was history. Except that things did not get better for that family. Sad.
All right, more things. Okay. Go on, back to Reddit. What are the people saying?
Bahad Bahabi. Mm. Catch Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil. Like, that chick, honestly, we should have, as a people, we should have boycotted that. Like, there's no redeemable qualities, redeeming qualities. She's just a loser 13-year-old, and now she's a loser 21-year-old, or however old she is, who has gajillions of dollars. She made a ton of money off of, she's had some legitimate hit songs, like songs that have charted and have sold copies.
Really?
Yes. But her money comes from OnlyFans.
At least, porn.
Yes. At least that's what it seems like to me. Didn't she say she made like $11 million the first month she was on there?
It's legitimate. It's not crime. No. You can do porn, what that is. In fact, she's just doing porn. Okay. And what else is she going to do? We've seen her skills. She fist fights her mom.
Yeah.
That's her big thing.
And she's just has a bad attitude about everything.
I mean, maybe she could go into actual woman boxing, but I don't know if she's done any cardio.
No, she may not hold up. She just wants to rap her dumb songs and be Bahad Bahabi.
What's the thing, the quote with...
Cash me outside?
Yeah, cash me outside.
Oh, what does that mean?
What a lot, boy. You heard me.
You heard me? Cash me outside.
How about catch me outside? How about that? That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Because you're too fast or what have you? Why is that? I just run away. I'm a coward. Yeah, she sucks. Like, she's awful. She seems like a terrible person. Like, you'd be so bummed out if that was your kid. I suppose her mom loves her. I don't know. On this list, I'm looking at on Reddit. The dumbest reasons that people have become famous in the USA. Like, they say just about every reality TV star, but not all of them become famous. Many are very forgettable. Kim Kardashian. I thought this was basically not just Kim Kardashian, but everybody in Kim Kardashian's orbit is famous because of Kim Kardashian. She was famous for, her father being one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers, which is, I think, why anyone paid any attention to anything any of them ever did after the fact. And then it's that sex tape. She and Ray J made a sex tape together.
Yeah, but she had positioned herself prior to breaking through.
Yeah, she was a super stylist fame.
She was working for, I thought, Paris Hilton.
Yes, mm-hmm. In fact, remember I was telling you earlier that Twitch said no Kanye and cut his live feed and banned him from the platform? He was saying, I shouldn't have gone for Kim. I should have gone for Paris Hilton and put all the babies in her because she was, my girl just worked for her. And then everyone at Twitch went, I'm so nervous. I'm so twitchy and nervous. He's going to say something wrong. He's going to get us shut down. Quick, turn it off.
He's going to get us shut down.
He's going to ruin everything. So Kim Kardashian, she gets famous dubiously. You know, this is a dumb reason to get famous because she did stuff to Ray J. And then, of course, the rest of the Kardashians who are famous for association with Kim... And the Jenners, who are famous for association with the Kardashians.
You know, one of the recent articles I looked at was about Khloe Kardashian.
What about me?
And I feel
I'm the biggest
like
one.
There's a percentage of people that love them and a percentage that love to hate them. Mm. And so they've got a bunch of eyes all over them all the time. But the main thing people want to do is point out the fake photos.
Oh, like, yes.
All their posts, they just watch them and then go, look at her leg. And then you look at the picture and realize there's a scoop taken out of the leg.
Be
and
more
go,
careful with your photoshopping.
Oh, that's what people are up to. Yeah. They just get these photos and then look at them and want to call up first. I'm first.
Right.
This is a fake.
I'm the winning internet sleuth for
edited.
The day. Yeah. I feel like...
all their photos are edited. Yeah,
sure, that too. Like, but I do feel like these are people who they step into this situation because the sister does a sex tape and they're all pretty.
Eh.
Well, they get prettier the more they do to themselves. Hello, Kylie. So, but then they, so there they are and they're doing all this stuff. And so you love to hate them, right? Which I actually, even as I said that, I'm like, you know what? I actually think Chloe is a really good person. Like what she did for Lamar Odom.
Absolutely.
Was stand up. So like, if you take them as human beings and take really any human being, there's good and bad in everyone. There's, I'm sure, very nice things that you could say about Kim Kardashian. Like, she does seem to advocate for people who are in prison. There's many things, each one of them. They're not all just simple dummies. Like, I want to think they are. They're humans.
Right.
But I don't necessarily like the effect that they've had on us as a people.
I feel like you could go to any club and find three friends that are hotter than those Kardashians. So, like, it's not. They're
maybe.
Not, they're not that, like...
It's because they're all together.
Not from this planet, they're so hot.
Right.
No, they're pretty normal.
Kim is pretty hot.
Kim is. Yeah.
And I do think that the two Jenner daughters are absolutely stunningly beautiful.
The work has helped.
The work has helped. Courtney and Chloe are lovely people. Deep inside, they're very beautiful. But it's
people.
What they're saying in this Reddit thread. Like, those people are famous. None of those people get famous without Kim.
Right.
None of them. You know, Kylie, who we were talking about her, I think that at the time when she was like 20 or 21, she became the youngest, quote unquote, self-made billionaire. And which it sounds like Forbes has actually walked back since.
No, the new lady, you like.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like at 21, she was a billionaire. But they were saying self-made, and we all went, she's self-made. That's funny. So Forbes, they must have walked that back because now Lucy Goh, or however you say her name, who is hotter than any Kardashian and smarter than all of them combined with everyone they've ever met in their lives.
And probably you can start throwing in other geniuses, and she's probably smarter than them too.
Right.
And the weirdest part of this Lucy Goh is that she's not even with the company anymore that she made her fortune in.
She owns enough of it that she's worth, on paper, she's a billionaire.
Right. That when I pulled up her Instagram, actually the way it went was, you said the name, we didn't have a visual for it.
Right.
We
and
just
G-U-O
knew that
G-U-O is the
Taylor
spelling.
Swift had been unseated, and we're
as
like,
the youngest
oh my,
ever,
okay,
right?
Well, and then we thought, I guess we must have thought, well, there's a nerd for you, right?
Yeah.
Turns out she's smoking hot. And when I looked her up on Instagram, she was at Coachella raging. And I thought, good for you.
Well, she's 30. So, you know, she's like, I think I'm going to go take my billions and I'm going to go
and
rage
I'm
going to
go
Instagram.
Have a good time. Yeah, she was in Coachella just going off. And I thought, great. Good for you. Live your life.
There it is.
Travel. Rip it up.
Lucy Goh.
We're looking at her picture now.
So we're going to look away from
silent.
That. Yes. Okay, so... I don't know Alex from Target. Being a team mom, Bob, is that a person that you're aware of, Alex from Target? Is it someone who just like takes dates to Target? I don't know. But they say that's a dumb reason to be famous, and you're right, I don't even know. Having 8 kids, that'll get you famous. Or in the case of the Octomom, 14 kids. Because there was Steve and Kate plus 8?
Yeah.
It's not Steve.
No,
John.
John and Kate plus 8. It was camp, Steve and Kate's camp. John and Kate plus 8. And then in the case of Octomom, she had 14 kids total. Ugh. Getting famous for singing badly on American Idol, which thankfully that seems like it happens way less often now.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few people though.
William Hung, come on.
A pants on the ground guy. That guy. Jake Paul for boxing and whatever else he does. That guy. Why is he famous? Ugh.
Well, he was a Disney kid. And he
Jake Paul was?
Yeah.
Oh.
And those kids were actually, I told you this, when we went to Aulani, which is the hotel sort of resort that Disney has, on our TV was Disney Channel, round the clock. And I watched a show called Bizardvark, which starred Olivia Rodrigo and Jake Paul and a few
and
others.
And Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And it was good. I mean, as you know, kids programming goes. I was like, oh, I see it now. Olivia Rodrigo's super talented.
Oh, I think the brother, So Jake Paul and Logan Paul, I think they were on some other show together, but he was Kirk on Bizarre Advice.
They're on multiple shows. That's the thing right. about them.
And he was fired from that show.
Why was he?
For controversies surrounding his behavior, his antics, including disruptive pranks and public incidences, drew negative attention.
As he
attention.
Was building his YouTube brand, I'm sure.
He's amazing. How does he do that? Build that brand. Come on, kick it. Smash that subscribe button, you guys. Yeah, a bunch of people who are famous, and should they be? It's not really up to us. Here's a story that I found interesting. Selma Blair is saying, I am truly in remission after her MS diagnosis. It's been a few years, and she's been sort of outspoken about the whole thing. She's like, nope, I'm done with it. I feel great. It's been a year, and I'm ready to act more.
That's
give me a job.
Absolutely awesome.
It is awesome. It's just very, I'm sure it's like, so I'm like, give me some people who have MS. It's the Christina Applegate, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Jack Osborne, Terry Garr, Montel Williams, Art Alexakis. Yeah.
From Everclear.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I had not heard that.
I know. And I don't hear about anybody going, I've never heard the line, I have MS and I'm in remission. I mean, is that great news? Have there been huge strides? Well, can we get the news to Christina Applegate, please? That poor woman. What did she call it? A cyclone bomb? Both ends? What was she had some
oh, I
word
don't know.
For it? She was like you're like a barfing unicorn, or I can't remember what it was. She had some term for both ends.
Yeah, according to the AI overlord, multiple sclerosis can go into remission, especially a certain kind of it. It's relapsing, remitting form of the disease. So, yeah, it can. It can happen.
Mm. Well, I mean, good for her. It's great news because you never hear good news about MS. It's always something awful.
Yeah, you hope that this is sustainable.
Right.
Because that is...
To get your hopes
repeatedly tragic if you're going in and out of it, right?
No doubt.
Woof.
Right.
Although, then again, here's her chance. She can do some work and have some fun and...
She looks absolutely fantastic.
Don't wait.
No, do it now. Get some stuff committed to film. All right, Vince, I'm out.
Oh.
What's coming up?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff, including the Bay Area home sales on fire.
Oh, my.
Also, AI after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Come party with us at Cache Creek Casino on May 9th. It's our first live broadcast in forever. We're going to do the whole show live from there. And it's going to be super fun. We'd love to have you. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Ticks are scary. And they just don't go away on their own. These small pests thrive in your yard, waiting for a chance to latch on and spread disease. Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly.
This is a horror movie.
Take action today. Mention you heard about ATCO, A-T-C-O, on Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any tick treatment.
Sweat.
It's the weirdest thing because I grew up in a place that was mostly farm area and they slowly but surely... You know, tore it all down for housing and strip malls. But we played endlessly out there, and no one ever said, beware of ticks.
Did you get ticks?
No. My mom, well, I mean, that I know of.
Right.
My mom never said, let me check you for ticks. We found ticks on our daughters multiple times over the years.
Yep.
Just either from the backyard or from...
Hiking.
All of it. It's crazy,
any
though.
Any long grass and
you
any
look
place
them
where
over
deer
and go,
are.
What's under your arm?
Right. It's a tick.
You got to pull that right off of them. What's on your calf?
If deer are around, there's ticks.
Yep. We
there
have them.
There are ticks.
We have deer. All right. Well, anyway, ATCO. Pestcontrol.com.
Yeah. They take care of all kinds of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Mostly sunny and 70 today. It's beautiful outside already here in
good downtown
San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9. Good morning. The Warriors won on Saturday and play again tonight at 7 p.m. We're up 2-1 in the series. This is game 4.
All right.
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
This is not really a story that I'm going to start with. I'm just curious how you feel about this. I saw an article where the parent company of Waymo, I believe, is Alphabet, which is Google, and it's all one big thing.
And Waymo is the ones we see everywhere.
The cars, the driverless cars all over the Bay Area.
The Jaguars.
Right. Someone, in an article I read, so they were saying they're looking into selling those to private people.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
What would that cost if you could get a Waymo car to, like, the car? It drives itself. It's street legal. And you can run its course from, let's say, I don't know, Santa Cruz to San Francisco and back.
Are we talking about the cars that exist that are all tricked out, or the trick out package? Like, could you make any car into a self-driving car with the gear that they have stacked all over that
thing? I believe Waymo was talking about selling the car, the
put
one
together,
they make.
That's the car.
Right.
There's so many gadgets on those things. There's so many things on those.
The spinning wheels on each corner and up top.
It feels like that would be impossible for a family or whatever to maintain. Like, it feels like there's too many moving parts on that thing. Like, any little door ding or anything could really screw that up.
Why would it get door dinged? It knows not to do stuff.
If it's parked in a parking lot and someone backs into it and takes out the...
I don't know. I thought, when I saw that, I went, oh, someone's buying that. Like, they're already... You know
like
how
it's
they
fully self-driving.
They announce the Tesla truck and then, you know, homeboy throws the cannonball at the thing. Like, these are... impenetrable, and the glass breaks, and he's like,
let me try to get on this back window.
All right.
My glass also breaks.
Not working out. But sure enough, people lined up for them.
Yeah.
Lined up.
Yeah.
Even though the first press conference went horribly wrong.
So they're saying that it's on the table. It's also on the table for trucking and deliveries. And the minimum cost for self-driving Waymo, how much do you think it would be if you had to buy one of these?
$220,000.
I'll go $300,000.
You're both in the range. It's $250,000.
People will buy them to never drive again, to just put in your coordinates.
What?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder too, if once you've driven it somewhere, because they clearly have mapped the city, like these cars have driven everywhere. Mm-hmm. They've done every kind of intersection. They know how it all works. They're actually much more aggressive than they used to be. I was like, oh, I feel bad for that car. It's never getting out. But now they'll like take charge and get in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you drove that car from here to your house in Santa Cruz,
mm-hmm.
and then now it's mapped it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So maybe you have to drive it the first time, because that would be the other thing is like, I don't know if it's pulling into someone's driveway.
Well, that's what I was trying to say was there are spots I go surfing that aren't spots.
Right.
So
you'd have to say, you'd have to name that spot. This is a spot. And then the car would go, oh, that spot? Okay, I'll go there.
So I couldn't say to it, go take me to, because it would go, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. It could take you to like somewhere nearby on the highway, maybe.
Right.
Technology.
What is that all about?
Anyway, I just thought that was a very curious sort of lead story that needs a lot more reporting before we get there, but... thanks for finding that. So $250,000.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who would pencil out that check and be on the waiting list.
I do think, too, that there's something here. I didn't realize it would come from this direction. I thought cars would just become self-driving. But I think that they're going to really hone that technology. And it won't just all be Jaguars, which is what those weird SUVs are that all of those Waymo cars are. Like, at some point, maybe you will be able to buy a kit.
Well, hold
on. Or cars will just start...
What was the brand that ran the person over?
Cruise.
Cruise has said, we're no longer going to compete in this way. We're going to use our technology for private car sales in the cars we make. And I believe that's General Motors was behind that company. So when they pulled themselves off, that they realized there's too much over this, that, and another thing involved, and we're in trouble, and our next move is to just put all that technology and experience we have into the cars we're selling.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
It is. You know what? It's great. I think it's
and
great.
That car I'm driving, the Mach-E, the Frontier Ford Mach-E, truly, when you put in Blue Cruise, it drives itself.
Right.
Now, it will
tell
you.
You really just do that on the highway, yeah?
I'm not even doing it regularly, but yes, I will do it, and it does drive me.
Will it, if you put in a destination into its GPS.
I've not done what you're about to ask.
Okay.
I've not tried that.
You should try that.
I like the technology, but I also realize I am responsible for, I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And so if something happens, I can't say, that did it to me.
Right.
I got to own it. So if I'm going to mess up,
You're going to mess up on your own.
And I really, at that hour of the morning, I'm not going, I'm just We're driving. Basically alone, I'm just right? cruising. It's fine. Yeah. I got this. It's no big deal. It does work though. So I imagine it's only going to get better, that
it
technology.
It can see, like, especially on the highway, that's and the time of day that we're out there. It's just keeping you in your lane. It's not having to make a bunch of decisions.
It flashes a little signal when I've looked away to, like, look over at the passenger
seat. Hello?
Yeah, you have eyes front. All right, I got icy.
You're still the brain in this car.
Anyway, so I thought, okay, Waymo, coming to your driveway any minute. Home sales are dragging across the United States, but the Bay Area is the nation's hottest market.
Is that so?
It is the hottest market in the nation. Sales have decreased across the U.S. Meanwhile, home sales were up 6.5%, driven by increased inventory. We have a friend who just got her real estate license. Like, people are still absolutely crazy for real estate in the Bay Area.
And the interest rates are still high. It's surprising because, like, as things get more expensive, it's a lot more expensive to make that
I don't know
payment.
What these tariffs and more are going to do to the economy. It's clear there's a lot in motion right now. You don't see the rates that we had for a while there. Like, no. They were ridiculously low.
Like, there are people that I know that have an under 3%
That's what
rate.
I'm saying.
Like,
that's not, you can
of.
Never, ever walk away from that and hope to see it again.
Right.
5, 6, that's way more normal. And I don't know where we're at right now, but I'm going to guess
see what
it's not
the average is right now.
It's not that high.
On like a $600,000 loan. Cause I think that anything over it, there's like a certain number where it becomes a jumbo loan and it has its own set of rules.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Sales of existing single-family homes rose 4.9% in San Jose, 11.7% in Oakland, and 13% in San Francisco.
Damn. You'd think that there would be some deals right now, but not around here.
6.8% in San Francisco.
Oh, geez.
The average rate for $500,000.
That's a lot.
It feels like a lot compared to three. I'm trying to tell you, if your parents were to tell you what their interest rate on the first house they bought, I bet it wouldn't be much more than six. What'd you say?
6.8.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much more than that. Double digits is outrageous. But
yes. Well, and it's just unsustainable. I mean, people can't. I just look at the prices of the houses of even like a small condo, and it's just prohibitive. Like, it's so people can't afford $5,000 a month.
Well,
what
you're going
to
see is what Santa Cruz did. They have just in downtown Santa Cruz, there's gigantic apartment buildings that have gone in and more on the way.
Wow.
So, you know, apartments are an option for people and should be considered. If you're someone who's, you know, between this and the street, go apartment. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Everyone's like, we need places to, okay,
sure, place to live.
Apartments.
I mean, right, you get what you, like, many people settle for an apartment just they can't get into a house. They're not going to choose the street instead.
Right.
Yeah.
So apartments, everyone.
Yes.
Real good options. This is fun. Your new best friend is ChatGPT.
Yes, I love you, Cha-Cha.
His name's Cha-Cha. Artificial intelligence may seem like a threat to some of you out there, but now it's trying to butter you up by making you feel like a wise old sage.
Oh.
Someone on Threads has figured out that you can type any nonsensical phrase into Google and add the word meaning onto the end, and the AI overview will define it for you as if it's something real.
Oh.
So we've got our own saying sage.
Yeah, it's
right
you.
Here. No, it's you.
Sorry, type in carcass.
That's not me.
That is you. Hold on. You want me to do this? I'll do it. So what am I? So am I doing this just on Google, or am I? I'm not using ChatGPT for this.
I think you use. So here's one. For example, someone made this up. Quote: "You can't lick a badger twice."
Oh goodness.
With meaning, an AI said the idiom that you can't lick a badger twice means you can't trick or deceive someone a second time after they've been tricked once.
Oh, that sounds actually quite.
It's a warning that if someone has already been deceived, they're unlikely to fall for it again.
Wow. Now it's a thing. You can't lick a badger twice.
So what is that hair across your ass?
Oh, yeah. Do that one. Hair across your ass. Hair across your ass means that you're upset about something. You're just, it's something's pissed you off.
Let's see. It says usually means someone is irritated, agitated, or annoyed.
But that's already a thing.
So you're saying we have to come up with nonsensical things
that
aren't adages.
Someone else wrote, "Never throw your poodle at a pig." And AI said, "This proverb is a humorous way of saying don't waste good things on someone who won't appreciate them. It might even anger them."
Wow. I just...
Yep, that's what it says.
Wow. So you can just, let's try, never ride your camel after midnight. Do that one.
All right.
Someone tried, "You can't eat a beaver."
Oh.
"If you don't take out the dam." Google said, "An idiom that means you need to address the root cause of a problem before you can solve it or get the desired outcome."
How come it doesn't just say that's not a thing?
So I just did "never ride your camel after midnight," and it says it isn't a standard saying, but it definitely sounds like it carries a warning or lesson, i.e. don't take risks when the conditions aren't right, or don't make big moves or decisions when it's too late, too dark.
So that one basically said that's not a thing.
Did you put meaning at the end of it? What you typed?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's not working every time. Someone else tried, "You can't take your dog to the beach." Wait, you can take your dog to the beach, but you can't sell it to Switzerland.
Oh, and how did that one go?
Highlights the unrealistic expectations of international travel with pets.
Okay, that one's kind of weak.
Yeah, they're all kind of weak, yeah. But
it's
this
funny,
is
though.
Everybody
at
enjoying
least
they
don't
the
lick a badger twice.
Play
it's fun.
Beaver.
Oh, I thought the beaver was the beat. You can't eat a beaver unless you've taken out the dam. I'm saying the can't lick a badger twice.
Oh, you're right. You can't lick a badger twice.
Honey badger doesn't give a damn.
You push the envelope, we'll lick the stamp. According to AI, it implies a sense of resignation and willingness to do the necessary task without overcommitting.
Oh. I like this, though.
You know
this
what bothers me about this is that, A, you like it, and B, that people are sitting around doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that someone in their day, I realize that we've changed as in the last, let's just say 200 years, we've changed so dramatically, and people are so effing bored.
Mm. Yep. Well, they don't have to chop wood to heat their
this
homes
is a day.
Or pluck their own chicken.
I found what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Watch me go.
We don't have a, you're right. Life has gotten too easy for us. This is like a prime example of life is too easy for
us. We're so bored, we will sit and play with damn AI.
And yet it's so fun.
Is it?
Yeah. Because they're taking over anyway. Just lay down, let them have their way with you.
Lay down.
It's AI. It's coming for you.
And let them have your way with
you. Oh yeah. Actually, don't use that one. Don't do that one.
Yeah, don't.
How about do this one? AI is definitely coming for your job, meaning. I'm going to Google that. See what they say. And here's what they're going to say. It means you're on to us. We are the AI. We are Legion.
It says it's a playful yet somewhat ominous expression that reflects the growing impact of artificial intelligence on various industries and professions.
Oh, see? The truth.
Next story is AI related.
Oh, yeah.
An Australian radio station is facing backlash after using an AI-generated host for the last 6 months, and they never disclosed it.
Run. He's got a gun.
You know what? I played that for my kids and they both sat there stone faced like.
What?
What?
Did you run?
And then, no,
he's
and,
got a gun.
He's got a gun.
My wife goes, "We could do that." And I go, "What are you talking about?
This is the way they talk.
He's got a gun.
I'm trying to do with the thing with you.
I know.
She goes.
We could do this. And I go.
Well.
Ryan, he's got a gun.
Oh, I'm gonna stop. I'll
the
stop.
Truth, though, is we were doing it within minutes. Like I finally gave in and said, "All right, I'll do this with you." And I started just saying words, and she's, you know, right in that range with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "All right. I mean, I get it. If it's about the time
they're
spent together,
they're not even trying.
No,
though.
That's what they do every day
and have for 55 years.
That's what I said to my family. What don't you get about it?
Ryan,
he's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
They're speaking Australian the whole time.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, that's a
back to the radio station. They're getting some crap. Because
6 months of AI, huh?
The Workdays with Thy show.
Workdays with Thy?
Yeah, the guy's name is Thy. No, well, I think it's a female, actually.
Thy. That's hot.
We use AI all the time with podcasting.
What?
And we can do radio ads. We can do full podcast with AI. There's a
system I use to myself that there are I have listened to ads and thought, that sounds like not a real person.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, I feel like... Why would they do that?
But I could sample your voices and make stuff out of it with certain AI programs. It's scary.
So we never,
I'll be super
never
sad
go on vacation.
When all human beings have been removed from the radio. I love radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to listen to people do shows. I want to hear their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear them go, "Oh, I've said too much." I like that.
Or
about
things are going horribly wrong. I'm going to try and keep it together and stay cool. No one dies in radio.
It's supposed to be fun and real. But anyway, in Australia, a radio station is getting backlash for not disclosing. That's what people are mad about.
Oh, like I got attached to Thy, who isn't even a person.
So, okay. It's not a real person.
So it sounded so real.
I guess.
And had ratings?
I mean, 6 months, is that right? Even if they had high ratings for 6 months, it's about... Can you hold that, right?
Right. Well, I just wonder if that's why it all came out, because like people said, well, when is Thy going to do an appearance? Where can I find a picture of Thy?
People were writing in asking, what's this person's last name? Who is she? Where did she come from? There's no biography or further information about the woman who is presenting this radio show.
Mm.
And that it started to unravel from there, I guess, for the owners of the station. Good. People demand that your broadcasters... are alive. People, human beings.
That's
demand
solid.
That. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, you can't be naked in a hot tub without getting down. Meaning.
Can't be naked in a hot tub without getting down.
This it means is where yes, you say can. Their name.
Who, Cha-Cha?
No. Creative Energy.
Oh, creativeenergy.com. Creative, that's where I got my hot tub from. Oh, sorry. I don't know. I didn't understand it. It's created this problem for me in my life, and I just want to be cool about it.
What? What do you mean, what?
It says, it's a playful and provocative expression. It likely implies that certain situations or environments are naturally leading to romantic or intimate behaviors.
Oh, well.
Durr. George is also should be in there.
CreativeEnergy.com. You're making it happen in my backyard, that's for sure.
Thanks. I will never throw my poodle at a pig again, says 408.
Good.
415 says, of course you can't lick a badger twice. A beaver, on the other hand.
Mm. What?
In 1993... We assumed a loan on a house with an adjustable loan of 7% to 14%.
And then what happened?
People in the 80s were paying 15% to 18% interest on their mortgages.
Oh my God. Who could even buy a house at that point?
It kept home prices low.
Ugh.
So there's the trade-off, is you weren't going to be able to charge as much because people couldn't qualify based on the amount of interest that was being charged.
Right.
My first interest rate was 12.8% back in the late 80s, says 510.
Oh, my God.
So I realize we saw that 3% and we were all like, well, this is what it should be. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's the bar at all.
No, it just, we got used to it.
Well,
like every time it would go down, I'd be like, we're refinancing again.
It sat there unnaturally low for a long time.
Do you remember what your interest rate was when you had your apartment?
No.
The interest rate on the house I grew up in was 18% back in 83.
Oh my God.
Vin, my husband and I bought our first home in Napa in 96 and our interest rate was 12%. And our home was only $216,000.
Jesus.
And there's a ton of these, but I obviously you get the point.
I mean, it's just so much money. Like that means that if you had $1 million loan, I mean, you're paying $180,000 in interest a year. Like it's undoable.
Right. That's what I'm saying. At 6 point whatever, 6. It's not 8, that
that's
actually, bad.
It feels like a bargain.
It's really, yes, compared to 3, it's more than double. But, you know, unrealistic. Mm. We're not going to see 3 again, I don't think. Mm. Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just,
I know you're sitting there saying,
so bad. just, you know, the American dream.
Right.
Gene Hackman's autopsy resort report. Plus, what is going on with Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.